The University Teachers Association has rejected government's decision to pay in three installments arrears due them. According to UTAG, they will accept nothing short of the full payment of the arrears. In an interview with Radio Ghana's Felix Kofi, the National Vice President of UTAG, Alexander Kakraba, said members of the association across the country are not satisfied with the decision by government to pay them in three installments and have resolved not to return to the lecture halls until full payments are made.
We made a point clear that the three installments will not work because it's not different from what was given to the other unions. At that meeting where we stated that we will not be part of that particular decision, we are insisting for one-time payments. So we told government that if this is the decision, then we need to go back to our constituents to talk to them and see whether they will be ready to pick what they call these three installments. One university held their meeting yesterday, and the signal is that if government is advocating for three installments still, then of course there is no need even to hold a meeting with government again.
Which means your members are not taking the government decision to pay you in three installments.
Yes. I'm telling you, one university has just communicated their decision to us yesterday.
Which university is that?
Since the other universities are here to hold their meeting, I don't want to begin mentioning, but it is a university in Accra here.
And you know examination is closed and the students need you in the lecture halls. How are you managing
this? We appreciate that so strongly. You see, UTAG is the only institution in the country which can go on strike, and again we can make up for the time. We will not cut short the calendar unless the university authorities themselves decide to cut short the calendar. But if we need to teach to make up for the period, normally we do that. So there are no fears. The student would even have more briefing space to revise so well whatever they need to write during the examination. We believe that government is also going back to review their positions. If they could do so quickly to get that, just as we go back to consult our people, we can come to a compromise, and that would mean that what they call this strike action will not take too long to resolve. But where they are now, I don't think it is so good for any further discussions. We're talking to some other government officials to also look at their decision critically.
So if government decides to review the earlier decision they took yesterday to pay you in three installments to two installments, are you ready to buy into the agreement?
That is why we said we are going to consult our constituents. The other problem is that the signals we are getting from what they call it, the campuses, are not good at all. I believe yesterday when government put this news out, they heard that, and individually people are calling you, and what they are telling you, they are the very guys who are going to meet and communicate their decisions. So if we take these individual signals that are coming, I should tell you, my brother, that the situation is not healthy at all.
Vice President of UTAP, Alexander Kakraba, talking to Felix Kofi.
Meanwhile, the Coalition of Parents of Students has appealed to lecturers of UTAG to listen to the arrangement of government to pay their 2012 salary arrears and return to the lecture hall. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Executive Secretary of the Coalition, Dr. Simon Gwene, said most often it is the innocent students who suffer the consequences of these strikes. He therefore appealed to the lecturers to consider the parents and students and accept the proposal by government.
As Executive Secretary for the Coalition of Parents of Students in Ghana, I think we received this news with deep sorrow because recently teachers went on strike. All civil society organizations had to beg them to go back. But in any case, first I want to appeal to them that they should accept government arrangements to have their arrears paid in installments as they sign, and they should call off the strike and go back to the classroom immediately. But the other thing I want to say is that it's a bit baffling and beyond logical comprehension for them to declare the strike. Because if we listen to all the arguments and what the government has been saying, unless maybe the dons know something that we do not know. Because we know that the kitty is empty, and therefore the government is trying to raise revenue so that they can pay people. So this strike to us is uncalled for, is unnecessary, and abuse of power. The late General Ignatius Kutu Echamp, he once said that debtors also eat. And in Akan, he said, Kafu Didi. So if government is indebted to you and they have agreed that they will pay by installment, I don't see why you should insist that all the money should be paid at once when you know that the kitty is empty.
Someone has been talking of payment with interest.
Some of these things, we expect that these are intellectuals who should understand the situation. Maybe they know something we do not know, because our leaders have been telling us is that the kitty is empty. And therefore, I've always been calling that if we go to other jurisdictions, the universities are center of solutions. They try to research and give government ways of raising revenue. So that with this problem, they should be in the forefront of helping government raise more revenue so that they can also enjoy from it. But little thing then they strike. And now what we are saying that as parents and our children, we are always receiving these kind of problems. We are the end receivers. And it is really disrespectful to us and also humiliating. So what I want to tell the lecturers is that they should please listen to what the government is saying and go back to the classrooms, because students have not done anything such that any time there's problem, it is they who take the slack.
Dr. Agbene also asked education authorities in Kumasi who have decided to send home 400 students for truancy to temper justice with mercy and accept the students back to sign an undertaking to be of good behavior.
When we send our children to schools, we expect the authorities to play their part. I wouldn't say that the action is unwarranted, but what I would say is that they should temper justice with mercy, because the authorities should have prevented this thing in the first place, because they are still children. It is when regulations are relaxed and those who are supposed to do their job do not do. That's why you have some of these things.
Dr. Bennett, in your time, in our time, we had discipline in the schools. And if you are saying they should temper justice with mercy, I don't see to what extent you want this transit to continue. Some of the boys and girls are becoming indisciplined. How about that?
It's a fact. And as parents, we also have a role to play in this. But I also say that if we go to some of the schools, the authorities are too relaxed. And that is also encouraging some of these students to go this way.
If they are on their toes, we have these human rights people and parents going to say that they are too harsh and hard on them. So what do we want them to do?
What we will say is that it is better, even in the Bible, they say if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. It is better for them to take the right actions so that when parents come and say anything, then we hear. Rather than to give an excuse that if you do this, parents will react this way. If you do this, human rights organizations will also react this way. Because if you leave it that way, then it becomes dicey. You see, so I understand the situation and I also appeal to our children that we send them to schools to go and learn. And therefore, they should take their studies seriously. But they say even if you put 10 granules into your mouth and one is first, you bring out all the 10. So if you have just one incorrigible child and that incorrigible child is allowed to stay, eventually that child will infect the rest. I can tell you for a fact that there are some of them who are simply innocent. They are innocent because they were pulled along by peer pressure. So my appeal to the authorities is that they should temper justice with mercy, so that maybe it is likely some of them will be writing their exams.
They are indeed writing their exams, and some are supposed to go to school, especially those who were caught at 2 a.m. in sexy dresses, go home and write the exams from the house.
It's going to have a telling effect. You see, when you take such actions, yes, it's good it's been taken against them, but they should consider parents too. Because as a parent, I've spent so much on my child, you realize that maybe one of them, this was the first time he or she joined the group, and now they are in trouble.
But Dr. Gwene, would you agree that some parents are also contributing factors to this, because they see their children wearing those things and they don't tell them anything?
It's true. You see, in societal, whatever you see is a mirror of the society. So, like you said, we'll continue to appeal to our members that they should try. But we should also accept the fact that it is what the society does. So it's a mirror, and it's not going to be easy. But that doesn't mean that we should leave the task.
Dr. Simon Benner is the Executive Secretary for the Coalition of Parents of Students.